In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Some confusing stuff in the Gospel today. Everyone here have two hands? Everyone here have two feet? And two eyes? What's the matter with you? Didn't Jesus just tell you to cut off your hand and your foot and your eye? As you well know, no, he didn't. Sometimes, when our Lord speaks, he speaks in hyperbole, which means he gives an outrageous example in order to make a point. It's a verbal way of putting exclamation points on a point that you're trying to make. And the church has, and how do we know this? Because the church has never interpreted this as actually maiming yourself physically, which makes sense, because does your hand ever cause you to sin? No. What causes you to sin? Your brain, your heart. Your eye doesn't cause you to lust after someone else. It's what is behind the eye, using the eye, which causes you to lust or to envy or to be jealous, all of the things that we can take in with our eyes. And your feet do not have minds of their own. It's not as if your foot drags you to the place of sin. It's the mind and the heart that tell the foot what to do. So there will be absolutely no good to cut off your hand or your foot or your eye, because these things don't cause you to sin. But there are other things that can cause you to sin. Perhaps it's a friendship with someone who really tempts you into sin, and you can't resist it, and they won't stop. So it's better to get rid of that friendship than it is to go to sin, to die in sin, and go to fiery Gehenna. Similarly, there are also, it's not just friendship, it could be a job. I've known people who decided to quit their job because it was leading them to sin, it was requiring them to commit sinful acts, and they left their job and had to take a pay cut and all sorts of uncomfortable things, but they made the right choice. The point is that there is nothing, whether it be property or position or even close relationships, even the relationship of a family member, that is worth going to hell for. So if any of these things causes you to sin, get rid of it. Because, as it said, it is better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Now, the whole thing about salt. Keep salt in yourselves and you will have peace with one another. Does that mean you should up your sodium intake? No. We don't really understand what salt was used for in the ancient world. It was not just to flavor things, it was to preserve them. And so there are things which keep you from decaying. Well, salt is not going to keep your soul from decaying. What does? Staying in a relationship with our Lord, the state of grace. So stay in a state of grace, and you will have peace with one another. And then there's going swimming with a great big rock around your neck. A millstone. If you don't know what a millstone looks like, next time you're in Salt Lake, go to Liberty Park, which has Brigham Young's mill house in it, and you'll be able to see what a millstone's like. Those are big industrial ones, but even the small ones that were for household use, you put one of those around your neck and go swimming, you're going to go right to the bottom. So it says, if you cause one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for you to have a great millstone around your neck and to be thrown into the sea. That means you'll be killed. If you have a millstone hung around your neck and thrown into the sea, you will die. What is death preferable to? Damnation. And so, we want to avoid damnation. And what leads to damnation? Well, one of the things is causing one of these little ones who believe in me to sin. How can we cause another to sin? Well, basically, there are two ways. One of which is actively encouraging them to sin. Say, hey, let's go rob a bank. Oh, it doesn't matter if you tell a little white lie. That's okay. Oh, you can watch that pornography. That's normal. Now, all of these things, a lot of which our society tells us are okay, which aren't, which if we do them, will separate us from God and really harm the person. The other way that we can cause someone to sin is by giving a bad example, by causing scandal. You know, if we sin ourselves or appear to sin, even if we're not, people can look at us and say, well, if he can do it, I can do it. And so we really have to be careful of those things, because our sin, no sin, is only self-affecting. Every sin affects other people to one degree or another. It's another reason to avoid it, as if you needed one. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.